fame, glory, all await. Here it comes.
There it is, and she lands the triple toe. Absolutely stunning.
Left pinky? Right elbow. Then there was my left foot. I had to miss 3 weeks of training.
Okay, well, I had two ribs.
Uh-huh.
Right wrist. Three ribs, unrelated to the first two. Then my nose.
Your nose? Must have been tough for you having that face compromised.
It actually upped my game, if you can believe it. Especially when I lied and said I got in a bar fight.
And what is that? Right there on your neck.
I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
It may or may not be fajita related. Oh, yeah. Third degree burn from Feather Lake's Finest Dining. Chili's Bar and Grill.
Stop.
Yep.
Want to know a secret?
For sure.
I've never been to Chili's.
Oh, Dad. You haven't lived. We should go right now.
It's 3 a.m.
It's 5.
What?
Check it out. The sun's almost up.
That's not possible. There's no way we've been out here that long.
We've been out here that long.
All right, Odette. Time flies when you're doing camel sits. All right, let's go again.
Ugh, we've been out here all night.
Oh, are you tired? Does little baby Odette need a nap?
My mom's gonna kill me.
You're almost 16, O. You're considered an adult in Alabama.
This is Connecticut.
All right, let's see it again. 5, 6, 7, 8. Looking a little stiff, O. Don't think, just skate.
That was always her line, and it always worked.
Come on, oh, you can do it.
Dealey was the only one who could ever get me out of my head.
Yes! How did it feel?
Good, really good.
Wait, look up.
Whoa.
My family has this house up in Maine. It faces east over the lake, and you can see the most beautiful sunrises, just like this one. You can come with us this summer if you want.
Oh, that's I mean,
no pressure, of course.
No, it's just, I don't have anywhere to take you.
So? I want you there.
It was the first time anyone had ever said that to me. That's nice.
It's not nice. It's true. Look at all the colors. It's
gorgeous. Wow. When was the last time you saw a sunrise?
I don't know. I gotta go.
What?
We're training for the Olympics, Freddy. We need sleep and practice and...
Breakfast.
Delia's probably worried about me, so...
Delia. Yeah.
See you, Freddy.
Can I walk you home, at least?
Hey, O. Late night?
Oh, yeah, I took a walk.
And a shower?
Yeah, I had to wash the stench of the sponsors off my skin.
Okay. How's the rest of the party?
You weren't there?
I was practicing.
Without Freddy? I mean, was he with you?
Nope. Just me.
Then what were you practicing? Deals. You know you're not supposed to overtrain.
I know my limits. And on that note, I'm off to the rink.
Wait, what? Okay. Bye.
Top of the morning, Roth.
What do you think you're doing, Delia?
Warming up.
No.
My body, my choice.
We're already at a deficit since your partner's such a party boy. You gotta carry his dead weight on that bum knee of yours.
Sup, team?
Exhibit A.
What truck ran you over?
Oh, just a little after party.
No more parties.
Where?
Chili's.
No more Chili's.
So we warming up, or what?
You're warming up. Your partner's going to sit on the sideline and conserve her energy.
How am I conserving my energy exactly? Little stretches, meditation app?
You have an interview with Skate America in 5.
Ugh! Are you kidding me?
And make sure they give you a chair, please.
Let's start at the beginning. You're from New Haven, Connecticut?
Bethany, Connecticut.
But your parents work in New Haven?
You can just say Yale.
And they work in...
aerospace engineering.
But they're...
they're rocket scientists.
Wow. And did you ever think you'd follow in their footsteps?
I mean, skating is rocket science. Physics, propulsion, setting your sights on the impossible. Not that my parents saw it that way.
They didn't want you to skate.
They came around.
You suffered what should have been a career-ending injury. But here you are, inches from the Olympics. Did you ever think about, I don't know, just going to Yale?
Never.
Never?
Look, if there's one thing a near-death experience teaches you, it's that if you have the chance to do something that just makes you feel truly alive, you take it. Even if it's just 5 minutes out there by yourself on the ice.
But you're skating with a partner. That ice-melting chemistry between you and Freddie James? Is that real?
Oh, Lord.
Come on, you can tell me.
No comment.
But you are together, right?
I'm not gonna answer you.
What do you love about skating with Freddie?
Do
you love skating with a partner?
You know, I mean...
I'd watch this back later and I'd know. Delia wanted so badly to blow it all up. To say how much she wanted to be out there alone, nobody else propping her up. But she wasn't ready to do that. Yet.
Can we get you anything else? We got Z-bars, Cliff bars, Luna bars... I guess you guys like protein bars.
I'm all right, thank you.
Snickers? Odette.
I don't do sugar.
Strict skater diet?
You wouldn't put off-road diesel in a Maserati.
Pull that quote, Janine. Quote, my body's a Maserati, end quote, Odette Wise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
Maybe we can do a photo shoot with her and a car. How fast do you think we can get a car in here?
I'll call her manager now.
I'm right here.
Can you call Guillaume?
Hello?
A Maserati?
Hello, I'm right here.
Ooh, and we're so glad you are. Look at this gorgeous beach.
What's the catch here?
No catch. This is your life.
Life is competitions and brand deals and getting misquoted in interviews.
Not anymore.
I'm an athlete, that's the job.
What if it wasn't?
Well, then that's the catch.
Just a little change of pace. No pressure, no stress.
No skating.
That's right. No skating. What would you do if you weren't skating?
I never really thought about it. If I didn't have skating, I'd be nowhere.
Oh, contraire, you'd be here. Drink in your hand, breeze in your hair.
I can't imagine a life off the ice.
Spoken like a true athlete. I'm sure you know you're all but guaranteed Olympic gold.
I don't think of it that way.
But it's undeniable. Don't you agree?
You don't call a no-hitter in the middle of the game.
You get that, Janine? Quote, I'm pitching a no-hitter, end quote.
That's not what I...
Tell us. Olympic gold. The only prize that's eluded you in your decorated career. What would that milestone mean to you?
You know, I've imagined it so many times. Watching the scores come in, the announcer calling my name, the bouquet, the laurels, the heavy metal around my neck. Going home, putting another nail in the wall, hanging it up. And then it's my 21st birthday, and I'm blowing out all the candles and wishing for what exactly? What is there left to wish for?
Oh, well, I'm sure it's not the same, since your buddy Delia's no longer in your lane. You two were always neck and neck.
She's still my fiercest competition. I always skate better when she's in the game.
Would you say you're still as close as you were back in that heyday?
Look at this stupid knee brace.
That's the last time you saw him, so
late night.
I haven't heard from you in years.
I'm just glad to have her back. Great, just like Vogue. They'll post that interview and it'll feed the Odette hate machine for at least another week. After that interview, I was way too heated to go back to the rink, so I went for a run. When you get far enough from the training complex and the girls and the gossip, it's kind of beautiful out here. Snow glinting in the winter sun, the whole world a glitter. And if you run far enough, you hit the lake. Or as my mom used to call it, nature's rink. I thought this spot was my little secret, but... what the hell? There's someone skating on the far side. I can't see her face, but I'd know that Bielman spin anywhere. It's Delia, practicing. But it's not anything I've ever seen her run with Freddy. I haven't seen her skate like this since before.
Triplets.
Perfect.
Triple toe loop.
Flawless.
Okay. All right. Triple flip.
A little shaky on the dismount, but she lands it.
Hey, who are you? This is a private lake.
Oh, it's me. It's Odette. Delia.
If you say one word about conserving my energy.
That's not what I was gonna say.
Oh?
You look
pretty good, right?
Is this what you were doing last night?
Maybe. Any notes?
Hold on. She's asking me for notes? No, I mean, maybe one. If you can land that flip on your left foot, it'll be lighter on your knee.
Oh, all right. Like that?
Exactly. This doesn't look like your Freddy choreo.
Well, yeah, it's for me. Just for me. What are you doing all the way out here anyways? Don't you have branded content to create?
About that. I should warn you, our room is kind of filled with a lot of,
Oh my god. Free stuff? This is all free stuff?
If you don't count the cost of my sanity.
I thought it was just Neutrogena. Damn. Is this Mew Mew?
You can have it. I have to make videos for all of them tonight.
Look, this is easy. It's just match cuts. You change, you do a little jump, you change, and then you do a little spin, and... What? I watched ungodly hours of TikTok when I couldn't leave my bed.
I am looking at this pile and I am overwhelmed.
Hey, I have an idea. You think any of these will fit me?
Time to get ready with us. So Deals is wearing
Mew Mew skirt, Mew Mew top, Hermes flats, and Odette is wearing
jeans by Rag & Bone, shirt by Chloe, and face by Fenty.
Thanks, Rihanna. Okay, we are ranking Marc Jacobs fragrances by
how likely I am to wear them to
a date in the Olympic Village. Ugh, this smells like foot.
Cut!
Ugh, this smells like raw butt.
Cut!
This smells like regret.
Really, I'm sorry. Cut. Simone Rocha skirts as our favorite figure skaters.
This one's so Michelle Kwan.
This one's definitely Tessa Virtue.
Ooh, what does this button do?
That's my,
Oh, who sent you a vibrator? Vibrator people, sponsor me.
That's mine.
Oh, this is not a free thing? Oopsie.
Shit, are we live?
We're live.
I hate you.
Oh, you love me.
Oh, who?
Probably Hannah. I got it.
Greetings.
And salutations. Benito, proud pal of the esteemed
we
Freddy.
We know.
Here to invite you to... Whoa. What is all this?
Sequins and tulle. These look like Odette accoutrements to me.
Gasp. Is this Chanel? Shall I wear it tonight?
Oh, it would look smashing on you, darling.
You guys are drunk.
We're not drunk. We are affected.
We may have indulged in a wee little pregame at...
Let me guess. Chili's?
A bold assumption from the girl who's never been.
You've never been to Chili's? Wait, how do you know that?
What are you pregaming?
Ah, the entire reason for our
We would visit. Like to cordially invite you to join us at a little social gathering tonight.
Who's dumb enough to throw a party in the middle of training?
The Luge team. So, you in?
Hell no.
Sure, I'll go.
Wait, what?
Yes!
You hate parties.
Well, yeah, but I've never been to one before, like a party.
Oh, you have the rink at 8 a.m.
I know, I'm just...
Ah, I won't keep her out all night again. Don't you fret, Monsieur Delia.
Odette, we'll see you tonight. And Delia? We'll also see you tonight.
Au revoir.
Wow. Super cool.
You're mad. Why are you mad?
No reason. I just think it's super cool that if you're hungover for a practice session, it's no biggie.
We don't have to drink.
Meanwhile, I'm living like a nun.
We can leave early.
All while you're out here lying to me. Out all night with Freddy, huh?
I wasn't. I didn't.
Oh.
Nothing happened. We took a long walk, that's it. And I was scared to tell you because I thought you'd be, I don't know, jealous or something.
Jealous?
He likes you. I mean, he calls you Mon Chou.
It means my cabbage. Not exactly romantic.
Delia.
God, you're so crazy if you think for one second this is about Freddy when it's really about you.
Deals, behind you!
Ow! What a stupid place for a bed.
Are you okay? Do you need ice?
Oh, now you want to help? Look, you're bored here, right? You get to run around making little videos and shit because the actual skating doesn't matter. You could lie down on the ice for 5 minutes and you'd still be first in place for the Olympics. But every day I wake up and I know that if I put one skate out of line, I might end up back in the hospital. So just go, flirt or whatever to keep your life spicy. But just do me a favor and pick anyone other than the guy that my career depends on. Anyone other than Freddy.
Yeah. Of course.
I've worked really hard to get here.
I know. You're right. I hate parties. It would probably be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Selling Sunset till we pass out?
Your laptop or mine?
Wait, who of that?
Shh. Delia's sleeping.
Yet you sound wide awake.
Maybe.
So, coming outside or what?
From Vogue, The Run-Through.
A new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.